Welcome to the Engendered Love Podcast, a podcast series created with love for you and your planet. I'm your host, Elizabeth Catherine. I'm a fine artist, a Reiki master, and a hypnotherapist. You can find out more about me and my work at elizabethcatherine.com. Today we have a guest on our show. It's my good friend Ryan. Ryan is a soul with one of the purest hearts that I have ever been fortunate to come across in this lifetime. He never ceases to amaze me with his intelligence, charm, open-heartedness, and honesty. Ryan and I met at the Omega Institute while attending Brian Weiss's 5-day past life regression training. The title of that workshop is so much less than in what it encompasses. I feel like it should be called Brian Weiss's 5-day experience of reconnecting with past life soulmates and life-changing experiences. From the moment I first observed Ryan, I was so intrigued. He has such a warm, light spirit. He's the type of person that people magnetize towards. You just want to be around him. And as the week went on, it was clear to both of us that we have a deep, lifetimes-long connection. In the months following the workshop, we kept in touch, checking in every other week at the very least. As I started to become very clear in my intention to create this series, I received a vision of a new Earth, one that's right here with us, within our Earth, but one that lives in harmony with all the animals and beings that we share the planet with. Now, on my to-do list was to call Ryan and tell him all about this new piece of the puzzle. The idea of using meditation to create a new way of living on this earth was just so exciting and cool to me. I couldn't wait to share it with Ryan because he's been the one person all along who's shared my enthusiasm. And as Ryan is developing a podcast of his own, we like to share our new ideas and things like that. But before I had a chance, I received a text from Ryan saying, "I'm kind of freaking out. I just had the craziest fever dream and I have to tell you about it." I'm going to let Ryan tell you about this dream.
Thank you for having me, Elizabeth.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to echo Elizabeth's statement on the connection that we've had since meeting at the Brian Weiss workshop. It's been amazing, and I think every time we reconnect over text or over the phone and share these amazing messages we're getting spiritually and from our higher selves, and how they really, there's like the synchronicity them. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so powerful and moving and motivating. Mm-hmm. Yes, many things.
Yeah, because when you hear something or feel something, it's one thing, and you can feel it very powerful, and you can really, really sort of take it in and understand it. But then when somebody else comes to you and they're having the same experience at the same time, it's so much more powerful because it's like, what's the word? It's just reassuring you that what you saw was something real.
Yes, for sure, really for sure. So one of our many synchronicities came to me probably towards the end of the flu season, the cold season. We were like March-ish, right? Mm-hmm. And I work with patients, and I work in a setting where many people come to get help for colds and coughs, sore throats, things like that. And I got sick. I think it's just a hazard of the job. It happens. And that night, when my symptoms started, I kept waking up and feeling feverish and checking my temperature, and it was kind of hovering in that range of it's a fever, it's not a fever, things like that. And so I didn't get the best of sleeps, but in between waking and falling back asleep that night, I had this dream, a fever dream, I guess is what people would often call it back in the day, of two Earths kind of stacked on top of each other, like a Earth and a heaven sort of vibe. And the one on top, was being built off of the template, if you will, of our present Earth, the reality that we all share right now, the reality that we all live in. And then this new Earth that was being built was really a space of love and connection and healing. And there were light workers helping to build this new Earth. I'm sure many of you, along with my dear friend Elizabeth, are those people, the listeners and the people who aren't even listening but are tuned in. And what I was seeing is the light workers, as if we, as we're like in a neighborhood or something, and we see the houses, we see the trees, where there's a tree in this new Earth, we're rebuilding that tree and bringing it with us. And where there is maybe pollution or damage or dilapidated buildings, we weren't necessarily carrying those things over, and we were just keeping the good and the positive things on this earth. And it was kind of like working in a rice field where I'm like in my lane, building my part of this new world. And then I looked over and like in the lane, almost like the parallel street next to me was Elizabeth, building her little piece of this new earth. And I tried to zoom out so I could see really what was happening here and not just on sort of this neighborhood level. But I could see all these lights. And I'm confident in saying that I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, are those lights helping to build this new world out of the one that we exist in, that will raise the vibration of the planet, the frequencies, the love. And so that was felt very vivid and very intense dream that I just couldn't wait to share with you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it coincided with my vision of seeing this new earth existing right in this plane, in this physical world that we live in. They exist sort of on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just almost a matter of seeing the world in a new light, seeing it as if it's already accomplished that. Yes. And it's the more you start to envision that new earth, the more you start to make your actions come up and meet that expectation.
Yes.
So you might... Two, also in connecting with the earth, you start to feel that as well. And in loving and honoring the earth, you start to think, well, how can I honor the earth? You know, this beautiful school that's been given to us, the earth has given herself for us, all of us, to come here and learn and to experience life. And how can we honor her for that instead of what we're doing, which is obviously not very, very honorable. Mm-hmm. And maybe you might think, well, I'm not going to grab that plastic bottle because I don't need it. I can go to the water fountain, or I can remember next time, I can be a little thirsty and then remember next time to bring my water bottle with me. You know, and how about maybe trying to put all your groceries in one bag? If you forgot your shopping bags, just use one plastic bag instead of doubling them up to make sure they don't break, and just being a little bit more careful. And the point is that it shouldn't feel like a chore. It should be more of an act of love. And when there's love, there's no effort. You know, it's something you want to do. It's not like, oh, I've got to stop using plastic. I can't do it anymore. Like, you know, in this big, like, chore of, you know, beating your head against the wall trying to do something so hard. It shouldn't feel like that. It should feel like, I love the earth.
Yes.
And so... my natural reaction, you know, I love my children. My natural reaction is to feed them and bathe them and make sure that they look happy and healthy and feel happy and healthy. And so that's the natural reaction when you start to love the earth and care for the earth. The natural reaction is to help her be healthy and happy. So, and so there's been a number of other synchronicities we've had. And one of them was... actually communicating with Gaia, the mother, the spirit of the earth, the living spirit of the earth. And we'll talk really in depth about this in the next episode, a few more episodes going on, and do a meditation where we can connect to the earth. But while I was writing that episode, I experienced a really deep connection unexpectedly with Gaia and Meanwhile, Ryan was over in his own corner of the world, channeling Gaia.
Yes.
And we're getting similar messages from her. And for me, I'll speak on mine first, is that I felt first, and this was a common thread too, I felt her energy just, it almost, we just connected with her before doing the podcast, this recording too, and I felt it again. It almost, she almost takes my breath away. It's so powerful.
Yes.
And so strong. I've never felt anything like it. And it's like a deep hum. Mm. It's the only way I could ever describe it to me. It feels like the deep hum, but it's so familiar because it's all we've ever known on this earth. We feel her energy, even though we don't realize it. We couldn't exist here without feeling her energy because we are living within her.
Yes.
So my message from her was, you know, that she loves us and that she is here. She's her contract was to come to this, you know, become this planet and become a school for us to physically to live in the material physical world and learn our lessons and experience the joy and the love and everything that you can experience in a physical form. And that she doesn't want us to ruin that experience for ourselves, you know. Like as Brian Weiss said when we saw him over the weekend, he said, there are other places we could go, but why would we when we have such a beautiful school here? Why would we ruin it? And so, and that was similar to the message I was getting from Gaia, was let's not ruin this. And you know, she really wants us to succeed. So, and she's here to help us do just that. So I'll let, now I'll let you tell you what you experienced when you channeled her.
Of course. So my experience took place through a quantum healing hypnosis therapy session. I had come across that type of therapy through Dolores Cannon's works that I had been reading. And so just sort of a brief synopsis of QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis therapy, is it's you get into a hypnotic state and are able to communicate and ask questions of your higher self, sort of removing the element of the ego. And so in this process, I had a past life regression memory, which was sort of intercepted or intervened, if you will, by Gaia. And I honestly didn't know what was happening at first. I just felt my body vibrating and I felt, oh, maybe I'm getting cold because I didn't put a blanket on, but I did because I didn't feel I needed it. And then it became clear as I started speaking that it wasn't really me speaking. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit unsettling because I wasn't expecting it and I had never channeled anything before. Thankfully, the therapist I was working with has had experience with people who have channeled Gaia, either knowingly or unknowingly, and was able to kind of speak to Gaia through me and kind of ask the questions and see what type of messages Gaia was trying to share with me and him and maybe all of you during that time period of the therapy session. And so I'm like shaking and I'm getting this very, very strong energy. Just like Elizabeth said, it was a hum, it was a vibration, and it's very, very powerful. And she kind of gave me this energy of, yes, she loves the children of the earth, but she's also a bit frustrated, a bit disappointed in how we're treating the home that we live on. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the therapist asked Gaia was, is there any chance for us? Can we turn this around and make this a better place for all of us? And Gaia was hopeful, I think, just like many mothers are when your children have maybe gone astray, that your child and your children will kind of find their way back to a good space, a very light and spiritual and loving space. But she also felt a bit like tired in a way. She's been around for eons and she's seen civilizations, you know, reach their pinnacle. and then collapse in on itself because mm-hmm. they weren't really taking care of their home.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't want that experience yet again
mm-hmm.
with us. And so the therapist then asks, so what can we do? What can we do as citizens of the earth to really turn it around?
Mm-hmm.
And just like Elizabeth said, it was the plastics is what came through. It's a little thing that all of us can do is maybe utilize less plastic water bottles, for example. Like, maybe you don't need that, you know, 48 count Costco size package of all those water bottles. And we could be a bit more mindful on an individual level of bringing our, you know, hydro flasks or our whatever Yeti cups, yeah. whatever those things are, right? And use right. those to fill up at the water fountain, mm-hmm. like Elizabeth said, or if, you know, the sink is drinkable, like from there,
mm-hmm.
and utilize that as one way, because we're just producing so much plastic and it's just consuming space
mm-hmm.
and then not, we need to reuse it is mm-hmm. one of the big things Gaia was saying.
Yeah, and like I said before, it's not this like harsh, like cut and dry, like don't ever buy anything with plastic again, but just, you know, keeping in mind to be conscious of whether or not you really need it.
Yes.
And then as we slowly start to move in that direction, then the manufacturers and the corporations who are making the things and like overusing plastics will start to think, it seems like people don't really like this. So maybe we should start to come up with new ways, and maybe more people will buy things. If they're biodegradable, maybe we'll be buying a biodegradable bag of water instead of, you know, a
yes.
bottled water or something. So it's not this whole, you need to save the world all at once. It's start making choices
yes.
that reflect the world that you want to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think all of us making these individual choices together, that's what becomes like a movement.
Exactly.
That's what, as a collective consciousness, exactly. is going to elevate us.
Exactly. If you've watched the vegan movement, that's exactly what they've done. There's now vegan Beyond Burger or Impossible Burgers going out in all the Burger Kings. And that's because yeah. people have been, they've seen that there's a trend. And
yes.
more and more people are eating less and less meat. And so there's more and more meat-free products going out in mainstream places. Now, as a pescatarian, I prefer to eat mostly non-meat products, especially when I'm not dieting. And they... I have no trouble eating out anymore. It used to be so much harder, but now
yeah.
that people have made the choices and
yes.
the markets are reflecting it, and that's, it's as simple as that.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
So saving the world one little piece at a time, that's what we're all about.
Yes.
So speaking of saving and changing the world, Ryan has a podcast of his own coming out called Transolution. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that.
Yes, thank
you. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait.
Neither can I. So this is another point of connection for Elizabeth yeah. and I, because we were both getting our messages through regressions and sort of these healing experiences at that Brian Weiss workshop at Omega. And one of the things that came up in conversation between Elizabeth and I is I had this calling to initially write a book, and I kind of just didn't want to go there. I kept kind of denying it. And then after a while, I just...
that trick.
Yeah. Right. I think we all do.
Yeah.
And I was chatting with Elizabeth, and I was like, you know, maybe it's not a book. Like, maybe I should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I think your exact words were, you just turned... We were just in kind of in a break in the conversation. You just turned to me and you go, I think I have to do a podcast. And I think I have to talk to you about that. And I thought it was so crazy, because I hadn't been talking about the fact that... So this was October, and then I launched the first podcast series right when I got back. It was ready to go, and I had it all set up. It just was, the energy wasn't right until I came back. So I hadn't been talking about it to anybody. Nobody knew. He didn't know that I had this podcast ready to go, or this amazing podcast host that will help you set up everything. And I'm talking about Kelly T. Smith, who runs Soul Searching Zone, and who was also, you know, she was also looking for, you know, individuals who were aligned with our thinking to host podcasts. So I was blown away because I was like, okay, well, I know exactly what to tell you, how to set yes. you up on this podcast.
Oh, yes, so, she totally did.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just keeps happening over and over, those types of
right,
things,
yeah.
clearly. And so I felt moved to write a podcast speaking again to, I think, the message that we all share on bringing up the vibration and creating more love on the planet. And for me, the lens that I'm kind of expressing this through is through gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
And my own, starting with my own gender identity, and not identifying on the binary scale and feeling very non-binary, very trans, and just really feeling like I'm just me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Ryan, a male. I'm not Ryan, a female. I'm just Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely will be out if it isn't already, as you all
yeah.
are listening to this. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on your experiences with gender and how you express gender, especially if it's not in a traditional way. And then for those of you who do kind of, you know, identify as a cis male, cis female, like how you interact with people who don't necessarily identify that way, and how through this understanding of gender and this sort of analysis of sorts, how we can just come to the realization that we're all just souls.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just beautiful souls
mm-hmm.
within a body
mm-hmm.
to do the work that we need to do. But souls can just love each other,
mm-hmm.
regardless yeah. of what body it's housed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of the message I'm trying to share with you all.
And we were talking earlier, too, about how that sort of fits into our vision of a perfect, harmonious, loving planet.
Yes.
And I was thinking after our conversation that wouldn't it be great if we were all, if we dropped the he and she and we just used a pronoun that meant person?
Yes.
Everybody just used a pronoun that meant person. And then kids can just decide. And then you grow up, and this is what we talked about later. You grow up and you don't come out. You don't say, you don't have to have that moment where you have to come out and pronounce your sexuality or your gender and say, hey, guys, I identify as female, even though I was born and you all thought I was a male. But turns out, you know, maybe we don't even have to have that, where we don't have that defined gender at all. And we're
yes.
just all people.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, where we just say, hey, you know, maybe you went through your whole life thinking you're quote-unquote straight
mm-hmm.
and then decided to get into a relationship with a person of the same gender as an older adult.
Yes.
And maybe that's just not even a thing. Maybe nobody even cares. Nobody even has to say, oh, well, she's gay now. You know, maybe that's just life.
Yes.
And love. And loving everybody for who they are and for who they love. And
hear.
So, and then also the other point I wanted to make on that is that in my vision of the perfect world, we not only accept one another for our genders, races, and sexuality choices, but that it's just completely normal. That it's a non-issue, and that's what
yes.
I'm trying to say. That it's not like, hey, I accept you for who you are. It's, no, it's just you are who you are. So you don't like peanut butter. Okay, I don't like apples, you know? So that's how I would, that's how, in my perfect world, that's how I'm envisioning it being in
for
the
sure.
future.
So you don't like peanut butter, I don't like apples, but let's share those grapes together.
That's right.
Yes.
We'll have a great picnic.
Definitely.
Okay, well, thank you all so much for tuning in again.
Yes, thank you.
And be on the lookout for Trans Solution coming
yes.
up shortly. If it's not already there, I'm not sure when this is actually going to post. So until then, everybody have a great night. And today or tomorrow or tonight, find some way to show somebody some extra love. And so it is.